Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. Happy Juneteenth. We're in for the morning shift on this Thursday morning. I'm sitting here listening to this, and I want to, real quick, just off the top of your head, Off the Wall or Thriller? Better album?
Off the Wall.
Off the Wall.
There you go. We're all on the same page with that one. It is, you got to wonder why she's playing this, other than being a Michael lover. And it came from the better of the two albums that people talk about with Michael. But it is time for Noelle's World. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Morning.
And no telling what you're thinking about. By the way, how was your week? Because we haven't seen you in a few days since Saturday, so.
Week was uneventful. I had my lip poked out Tuesday night. We'll get to more of that on Saturday.
Yeah, and by the way, before you tell us about your lip, I want to let everybody know that it's brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, we can hear about your lip.
All right. So, other than that, very, uneventful week, whatever, all the good stuff. But, I've been watching the NBA Finals like everybody else, watching these Pacers and these Thunders, trying to figure out who is going to take home the trophy for the first time in a really long time. But I've been watching an undercurrent battle also happening on the court. If you didn't know, in the subculture of sneakers, there's always an undercurrent of what's going on the court, especially in the finals, and that's which brand is going to be the winner of the NBA Finals. So I went into this thinking, you have SGA that wears Converse. They're looking to reestablish their basketball roots, their basketball brand. You have Puma looking to, just gain a bigger sneaker footprint in general. So they're looking for Halliburton to do that for them. And they got a little bit of a boost, with the choke and the shot over the Knicks and all that good stuff.
Right.
And I'm looking at the NBA Finals trying to figure out, which way this is going to go, who's going to get the big boost.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The end of June, and it turns out Adidas might be the biggest winner.
Really?
Adidas might be the biggest winner of the NBA Finals, fellas, because Jalen Williams went off for 40 points in Game 5, completely took it over, and he did it in his PE version of James Harden's signature shoe.
Okay.
Now, what was the results of that, you're asking? Like, why am I declaring them the winner of the NBA Finals?
I was getting to that.
What is the prerequisite
if this is a thing, too? But apparently it is.
Well, if you're into sneakers.
Yes, I'm saying it's a thing. So, yeah.
Go ahead. Because the very next morning, his shoe sold out on Adidas.com.
Whoa.
Really?
The shoe just released a couple of days before the finals. Again, excellent timing on Adidas' part. He puts up 40. And that thing sells out in every size, I think, but 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I've seen this before. Like, usually in the finals, and Nike used to take the forefront of this, like, you would wait for a KD or LeBron or somebody under the Nike umbrella to win so you would get that championship pack at the end of the game. When the confetti comes down and the trophy's hung down and you hear all the anything is possibles and the what would they say nows, you're looking for that link from Nike to go, okay, what's going to be the shoe? What's going to be the colorway? Is it going to be a pack? Is it going to be one? Is it going to be two? Is it going to be limited? Is it going to come with a T-shirt? What is it going to be? And lately, Nike has kind of dropped the ball on that a little bit. But Adidas have kind of picked up that mantle a bit, I've noticed. They were ready in the Olympics for Ant-Man and his shoe. they had a whole press release ready in a gallery for him to do interviews and run press and all of that for not just Anthony Edwards, but them, right, during the Olympics. I didn't really see that much of a Nike presence.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's Nike's biggest star right now?
It might be somebody.
The fact that we got to think about it says something.
Well, it might be somebody whose shoe hasn't come out yet. It might be Caitlin Clark right now.
Yeah,
okay.
It might be. And we won't know until that, we know the number show.
When does that shoe show up? We've been waiting on that for a minute.
It's the slow rollout. So like Asia, Asia, before her shoe came out, she was getting the top LeBrons. Like there were LeBrons that only her and LeBron had. Well, for Caitlin, they're doing Kobe because she wore Kobe's in Iowa. So a Kobe Caitlin Clark PE will be released soon. It was supposed to come out this month. They kind of pushed it a bit. That will come out soon, and then we'll kind of see the numbers and the traction of what's going on with Caitlin. But it's kind of a slow roll to get the excitement build up. 2026, I think, will be her time, and then you'll have Paige Buckers coming behind her. But right now, it seems to be the Asia Wilson show that's driving the Nike bus on top of the classics. Like, you're always going to get the retro KDs and the retro LeBrons and all that good stuff, and Jordan is Jordan. But right now, as of who's playing on the court right now, it seems like Asia Wilson is the person driving that bus.
No male athletes.
Well, all the males are pretty established older brands, so they're there and they're selling, but where the excitement
exactly
is right now.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
that?
What's next, right?
Who's that one that's making people's ears go up and go, I gotta get that one?
Yep. And right now, especially if you're looking on this WNBA court and in the stands, it is the Asia Wilson. The A1.
All right. Wow. We talk about that. Talk about our home team. Talk about the Dream. Let me get you something about them up in New York. That was a disappointment for me. I mean, they went up there and they were, they led the entire game up by 17.
Yeah, my lip was poked out in the fourth quarter.
Oh!
And I saw it coming. I was like, man, they're not going to let them run them out the gym, are they? Are they? No, they're not.
No, they weren't.
We're going to talk about who I think should be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate, Ryan Howard, right now.
Okay.
The way that Breonna Stewart was put in a box in that game, could not hit a shot, could not find a good – she could not get to her spot on the floor, and even shots that looked like they should have been good, should have gone in. They were contested or slapped back or slapped down.
Yeah,
Ryan Howard was putting on a show defensively, and that's where she is right now in this season. If she's not putting on a show offensively, it's defensively. She's guarding your best player and making them look like they're having the worst day of their season. And if she can continue to do that, and this team can continue doing what they're doing, notwithstanding that loss, they're in a great shape. This team is a contender team, despite some of the questionable ticky-tacky things that went on in that fourth quarter up there in Brooklyn, because Pow Pow got a foul on her from Natasha Howard, that I still can't figure out where the foul came from.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up, we didn't jump, no body contact, but somebody at the line shooting free throws. And it's just shrinking that lead.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Sabrina goes, I mean, Sabrina's going to do what Sabrina's going to do. She's going to hit the logo shots and all that good stuff.
Right.
And that definitely helped them stay in that game and come back. But the Dream will bounce back. I'm not worried about that.
My niece went to that game, and she was coming and said, I'm going to see her. She was on her way there. So I'm going up to Barclays Center. I said, you can't, you spend a lot of time in Atlanta. You can't root against Atlanta, because she went to see Atlanta play against the Mets once, and the Mets beat the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come on, you can't do that to us. And she goes there, and sure enough, the New York team beats Atlanta, right?
So she can't go no more is what you're saying.
No,
so she's
cannot
banned.
Go anymore. She got pretty affordable tickets. And she loves the mascot. She loves them.
Everybody loves Ellie. Ellie about to get home Nike shoe soon. At this point, like, she's such a star, she's going to be selling shoes soon. Yeah. Or at least have a Sabrina colorway Ellie-specific situation going on. Yeah, Ellie, Ellie's that girl. What can we say?
Yeah.
Everybody else is trying to catch up. Everybody else is playing catch up, including the Dream. I want a mascot. I feel like we could have a blooper situation.
Here she comes again.
We could have a blooper situation down here. Blooper's one of the top mascots of MLB, in my opinion. And I feel like we could match some of that energy over there in the W. We can give Ellie a run for a shot up there in New York.
Yeah, because she's definitely got the spotlight at whenever they play those games up there.
Exactly. But the Dream showed that the South got something to say.
Yep.
So the next punch against the Liberty is just going to have to be harder.
All right. And they're back home. They're back home, right?
Yes, they will be back home Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So They should bounce back. But if you were looking for the Jalen Williams, J-Dub, James Harden, Volume 9, Adidas, you're going to have to go on eBay. And that's been Noel's World.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.